We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, fam. I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% righteousness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
But you're more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Beast of the Planet, it's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
One more day until the weekend, or maybe it is the weekend, depending how you look at it.
Some people got one more day.
Some people start the weekend on Thursdays.
Nah, we got one more day. I'm still out in Detroit. Shout out to everybody out in Detroit. I had an amazing time. I had to do a Remy Martin event out here. Mm-hmm. But not only that, you know that Angela and I own properties out here. We were able to scoop up some real estate for like really, really, real cheap.
What and, you call real cheap? A dollar? Wasn't they selling stuff for a dollar out there at one
point? No, not a dollar. It was starting at $500 at first from the land bank. Then it starts at $1,000, and it's an auction. So if nobody bids on it, you could get it for $1,000, but sometimes the bids go up really high.
Yeah, so Angela, I think, picked up a property for $1,000. You picked up one for $1,000, right?
Yes, that one I actually just finished rehabbing.
Yeah, so I actually went by Angela Yee's house. I went by a couple of my houses, and we bought it like 8 years ago, and I think 8 years it was worth about $1,000. And, you know, when we talk real estate sometimes, you know, you got to pre-plan, and Angela Yee was the one that put me on to Detroit, and those properties now are worth like $300,000,
$400,000. Ooh, y'all got money?
Well, I mean, we'd have to sell it and fix it. But, you know, when I would say that when we bought the properties, when I say it was hood, I mean, hood. You wouldn't even want to walk by there. Now, you see white ladies walking their little cute dogs. You see people jogging at, you know, 1 a.m. Like, it's the area has changed
it's called
8 years.
It's called gentrification.
That's what it's called.
Yes.
And that properties is worth up. So I was excited about that. So we're just cruising all through Detroit. I went to my favorite restaurant, Sweetwater. Got some Sweetwater wings.
That's funny. That's your favorite restaurant in
Detroit. It is. Yeah, it is. So I was pretty good. What you guys do yesterday? Anything?
Yesterday, I had this podcast with State Farm that I do with my girls, Aminatu So and Tanya Rapley from MyFab Finance. So I was with those ladies. And then I had my lip service podcast after that. I had a long day. And I taught a class, WEAN. And that's an organization that I work with, all these young women who actually, they go through a long process to become a part of this, but it's to actually get more educated in working in the entertainment field. And so every single year I teach a class for them, and I teach them how to do like the perfect radio break. Mm-hmm. So we go over that, and it was really fun.
What's like the perfect radio break?
Well, I just teach them the technicalities of like introducing yourself, introducing a topic, how you discuss the topic, having different roles when you do it, having your own perspective. It's fun. And then so each group breaks down, and there's no like definite way, like this is what you have to say or do, but just basically forming how you should do the technicalities properly and then making it interesting.
That's
and
a
giving
fact.
Your own perspective.
I've been doing radio 20 years. I don't feel like I've ever done the perfect radio break. I've heard other jocks do the perfect radio break, at least to me, though. I'll be like, damn, that was flawless.
Like, I gave each of them four different stories to choose from. I said, you can either do all four of these or you can pick one or however you want to do it. So they will introduce the story. Say they were talking about Azealia Banks. They would introduce the story, give the facts, and then they would jump in with their own personal opinions or how they relate to it or don't relate to it and, you know, have their roles. It was good.
I'm going to be honest, man. Having conversations on the radio about explaining to people how to do radio is so boring. it's like, huh?
But if you had a chance to see these young women, they did such a great
teaching,
job.
Right.
And it was fun. And so I think even if you don't want to do radio, it's good just in life in general. If you need to ever speak in front of people or if you want to work behind the scenes in something or do marketing, all these things are important.
That's dope. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Sherri Shepherd will be joining us this morning.
Mm-hmm. She's so funny.
Yeah, Sherri Shepherd. So we'll kick with her in a little bit. And we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, Donald Trump is definitely backtracking some more. We'll tell you what he had to say in a recent interview that he did. And he's trying to explain himself when it comes to Vladimir Putin.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, the San Antonio Spurs have traded Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green to Toronto Raptors for DeMar DeRozan. I don't know if that's a good trade.
Why is that not a good trade?
Well, first, DeMar DeRozan is pissed off because he didn't see it coming. He thought that Toronto had his back.
DeMar DeRozan is a great player, though.
He's pretty pissed off. And Kawhi Leonard, this is his last year in his contract, so he's already said he wants to play for L.A., so he can get to Toronto and be out after this.
Well, maybe they're hoping Kawhi Leonard loves Toronto so much that Drake rolls out the red carpet for him, shows him a good time in the six, and he'll want to stay. I mean, Toronto is a beautiful city. Let's be fair.
It is a beautiful city.
So he might like it there.
That's true. All right, well, let's talk about your president, Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump just did an interview with CBS trying to clarify some previous remarks that he made. Now, if you remember, the original remarks were made during a Helsinki conference when he said this with Vladimir Putin at his side.
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
Now, he also then had to try to clean that up. And he did a joint news conference in Helsinki, and this is what he said about those comments.
I thought that I made myself very clear by having just reviewed the transcript. Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal? I realized that there is a need for some clarification. It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So sort of a double negative.
That's crazy because when a president does stuff like that, that could be a matter of life or death. Like it's like, yo, you want to push the button? You want to push the nuclear weapon button? Don't do it.
I meant to say don't. Well, he did an interview yesterday, CBS Evening News with Jeff Glor, and here's what he had to say. He's further trying to clean things up.
So you agree with U.S. intelligence that Russia meddled in the election in 2016.
Yeah, and I've said that before, and I would say that that is true, yeah.
But you haven't condemned Putin specifically. Do you hold him personally responsible?
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
What'd you say to him?
Very strong on the fact that we can't have meddling.
That's got to be so awkward for Trump to press Putin's line for hacking the election, because on one hand, yes, we can't have meddling from other countries in our elections, but on the other hand,
he won.
You helped me to win.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And then he also wouldn't call Putin a liar when pressed about that. He won't speak strongly against him.
It's like when your mom tells your pops to press you because she found your porn stash. And your dad is like, look, man, hide this from your mom better. Okay?
All right.
Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, when we come back, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed and want to spread some positivity, 800-585-1051. And don't forget, Sherri Shepherd will be joining us next hour. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it. Pick up the
the mother phone and die.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jose. Good morning. How you doing?
Jose, get it off your chest, bro.
Why are you calling him Jose?
It's Jose, Papa. Jose.
Don't call me Papa.
Don't call him Jose.
Okay. All right, Jose. Get it
call
off your chest.
Call him a hoe. You want to be called a hoe? Call him a hoe.
Hey, I mean, I get hoes, Charlamagne. Don't start that.
Oh my goodness.
I just want to get off my chest the fact that I'm down here in South Florida, and it's sad, yo, because there's still a lot of racism going on, because it don't matter what color we is, we all bleed the same, yo. Like, you know what I mean? The other day, this white guy was looking at me real dirty and nasty, and I'm thinking, like, yo, old man, you don't know. If you need a blood transplant, I could be the one to save your life.
Why you ain't just pass him the blunt? That's what he wanted.
Unfortunately, I can't do that right now because I'm on Facebook, but soon enough.
Okay. All right, my brother.
Thank you for calling.
I ain't giving nobody no goddamn blood transplant. I was raised Jehovah's Witness. We don't do that.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, DJ Envy? It's JC from Charlotte, North Carolina.
What's up, bro? I'm going to be in Charlotte this Friday, but get it off your chest.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Man, you're going to miss a special day. Today, Thursday. Threesome Thursdays. A great day.
I never heard of that.
What is that a thing
just in Charlotte?
No, that's a thing just in my house, Charlotte, man.
I have the national holidays right here, sir. It's National Daiquiri Day and National Flitch Day. And Flitch is a measurement for bacon. So you're supposed to measure your bacon today. It says nothing about threesome, sir.
Well, you have the wrong national holidays. You're missing
You can't
one.
Just make up a holiday.
Sure you can. You can make up whatever you want in this day and age.
Okay.
I mean, look at the president. He makes up whatever he wants to, right?
So explain it to us. What happens today in your house?
What do you do?
So it's one lady and two guys? That's what you do in your house today?
Hell no, man. That's some
Okay, stop it.
Tell me, what is it? What is it then? Tell me what y'all do.
It's two ladies, obviously, and me.
Why is that obvious?
Me and my lady.
He said obviously. It could be three guys. It could be three women.
Who gets to pick the lady?
My wife does.
Wow.
All right.
So once a month on a Thursday, we go to, you know, some local bar, some local dive or something. And obviously it's Thirsty Thursdays. So, you know, we have a couple drinks. We scope out the crowd, see which lady she would like to take home. And if I agree, then, you know, she approaches her, she brings her back, and, you know.
Y'all get it popping.
Have you ever not agreed?
We get it popping. Yeah, there's been a couple of times where she's, you know, struck out on the first swing or first at bat, so she has to go back up to the plate.
I'm going
to
be honest with you, man. This all sounds very exhausting. I'm going to stick to Taco Tuesdays, okay?
Yeah, how about you?
I'm not going to go chasing.
It's a fantastic holiday.
Yes.
But I'm just telling you, man, you have to put this into your rotation as well. Cause
I'll pass.
It's a great way to spice up the bedroom, you know?
Nah, I'm good.
You enjoy your threesome. I'll make sure I have fish tacos this Tuesday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Say it.
Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Danny.
Hey, Danny, get it off your chest.
Yeah, I was trying to get in touch with Angela's Yeast Lip Service because I have a new service that's good for adults.
Is this service supposed to be teaching people how to be porn stars?
Yes.
Okay, explain it to me.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we're mainly a new adult service that helps them get into the adult industry through their camera phones. And all they have to do is, you know, join our service, and they can be open or discreet, and they can be an adult porn star, you know, and we can help them break into the adult industry and get them to be shooting with the bigger porn stars because we have, you know, connections with them.
Okay, all right. There's something for everybody. So, I'm going to hit you guys up. We'll get you on lip service.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've been trying to figure out the best route to get on your service. I've been trying to contact you.
Well, hold on right now. You hold on right now. She'll get your info. All right, don't hang up.
Yeah, anybody that wants to be in the adult entertainment world, I guess they help you break in.
If you want to be a porn guy or porn woman, huh? Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? It's Knowledge, man. How y'all doing?
Knowledge, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Man, I just want to spread the love, man. Especially to my boy, Charlamagne, man.
What's up, my brother?
I think you need love, man. You got rats in your corner. You know what I'm saying? They just wanna holler at you and just throw hate at you. So I'm just gonna spread the love to you and keep achieving, man. Like you did a lot of stuff, man. I think you believe and a model of lifting platforms instead of, you know, that model, see you at the top. You know what I'm saying? You like to lift your people
100%.
And get people in their own platforms. And what you have done, on my perspective, me and my homeboys, we started a podcast. We got some advertisers, man. It's Unspoken Conversation. I know you ain't going to listen to it because people come to podcasts now like mixtape. But like,
what
I
you
said,
mean? I listen to, tell me the name of it. I listen to everything. I'm aware of everything, bro.
Unspoken Conversation.
He just told you the name of it.
Oh, Unspoken Conversation. I feel like I saw that already.
Yeah, appreciate that. And hey, man, Horrible Decisions is the new shit too. I gotta get off from Love.
I love Horrible Decisions. I love Weezy and she gonna be mad. I forgot her name.
Mandy.
I'm sorry, Weezy and Mandy. Yep.
Well, thank you, bro, for calling. All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Nayib, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Shocking marriage that just came out of nowhere. We'll give you some insight into this couple that just got married. And actually, one of them was on lip service to tell you what she had to say when she was up there.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, imagine this. Kim Kardashian just made $5 million in 5 minutes. She released her newest set of perfumes. It was three different fragrances. It's Kimoji Cherry, Kimoji Peach, and Kimoji Vibes. She did not spend any money on advertising, and she made $5 million in five minutes.
Wow. State e-commerce just released it online, and like, here you go.
Exactly, $45 each. Only social media marketing was used to get the word out, and
yeeks,
clearly that worked. So they said the amount of bottles available for launch this time around was increased because a lot of people wanted it, but of course, you know, they try to make it a little more limited. So.
I'm dropping the clues bombs for Kim Kardashian.
$5 million in 5 minutes.
That Kardashian-Jenner clan is different. That's one of the greatest dynasties of all time we're witnessing right there.
It's crazy. All right, Katy Perry says that she actually had situational depression, and that's after her last album pretty much flopped. She said, "Music is my first love. I think it was the universe saying, okay, you speak all of this language about self-love and authenticity, but we're going to put you through another test and take away any kind of validating blankie. Then we'll see how much you do truly love yourself." She said this in the August issue of Vogue Australia. So she said her album got mixed reviews from critics and from fans, and she was very pained. She said, "I've had bouts of situational depression, and my heart was broken last year because unknowingly I put so much validity in the reaction of the public, and the public didn't react in the way I had expected to, which broke my heart."
I mean, I respect it, you know what I'm saying? But yes, the album was whack. Okay, the album was whack. The performances were terrible. The rollout was terrible. That's when she had the song with the Migos and Nicki Minaj. And I mean,
yeah, it was pretty bad.
You know I'm a Katy Perry fan.
She was actually up here at iHeart.
I love her first two albums.
But never came by the Breakfast Club.
No, she didn't. She gave us a raggedy phone call.
But she said the experience has made her grow. She says it gave her a new foundation. It's a soul foundation, not just the material one now.
Her first two albums definitely were the best, though.
All right, now let's get into Stevie J and Faith got married. How did this even happen? Did we see this coming? Listen, we knew they were dating, but some people didn't believe it. They thought it was just for his show. But they did get married yesterday. Now, according to sources, first, what happened was they went and got a marriage license. They filed for the license on Tuesday. And then they went ahead and got married. Actually, they got married Tuesday night in their hotel room around 10:30 p.m.
She really married him?
Some of the time difference, it was yesterday, huh?
She really married him?
She really married him. They got one of those mobile ministers that come through and make it happen. And
they got mobile ministers? Like, you can just call them like an Uber?
Yeah, it's a gypsy mobile minister. I mean, it's Vegas. They were in Vegas
where this happened. I'm going to try that next time I need a prayer.
Right, so she actually placed the call herself for a local minister, and they did the wedding at... This part bothered me. At Trump Hotel. That's where they were when this all went down. Because I would hate to be like, I got married at Trump Hotel. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Now, here is what Mimi Faust had to say. Freddie O caught up with her. And here's what she had to say about Stevie J and Faith getting married.
Listen, if it's real, congratulations to the both of them, Faith, Stevie. Congratulations, Faith. I don't know what's going on. I think I need to give you a pair of my glasses because you need to read that contract thoroughly. Born and fed.
I don't understand that last part. Contract thoroughly, born and fed. What's that mean?
I mean, I guess she's just saying, you know, Stevie's kind of shiesty when it comes to the contracts. So just make sure you're
born and fed.
I don't know what born and fed means. I've never heard that. All right, now, Faith was on lip service, and we actually asked her about Stevie J. And this is a while ago. Here's what she had to say about Stevie J back then when he was dirty dogging.
we've always been very close. I mean, he's going to always be my friend regardless. But whatever it was about him that convinced me this particular time to think that, oh, wow, you're really trying to do something different. Yeah.
His actions.
I've been through too much right. to not pay attention to stuff that don't make sense.
Can he get back in?
I doubt it. I'm not going to say that, you know, there might not be times that we, you know, might, you know, hook up in the next right. few years. I don't know.
Right.
That's if somebody don't, you know, snatch me up.
Well, so he went from a casual hookup to husband.
This was yes. back in March of 2017. No, I guess she thought she could take him seriously and he wasn't really, you know, putting in the work that he was
running
supposed
around.
To. Right.
That's what so, I said. He went from casual hookup to husband.
Well, no, first they were dating. Then she said she was done with him for
but
a little while.
But she also said that she would hook up from
she
him.
She would.
From
time girls, to time. Yeah. girls, girls.
No, I'm saying I guess she ended up not just hooking up, but marrying him now. So, you know, congratulations to them. Only thing is the family was upset. Faith's son, C.J. Wallace, who oddly enough is also Steve's godson. Wasn't
That's
invited.
Weird.
Yeah, he's very upset because he's Stevie J's godson. So I guess now he's a stepson and godson. The family just wasn't invited. Nobody knew. Nobody got the heads up. Now, they said Stevie J was like, we got to get married today because they didn't want her to tell her friends and family and then talk her out of it. Because, you know, that could have happened. She also said that the song A Minute is the explanation of why she felt like they needed to get married. Right. And that's the song that she recorded with Stevie J. Check out a piece of that.
Christ, the sound quality of that record is horrible.
Well, they just
is that mixed?
It.
Or they just did that?
Yeah. Now they got a video for it and everything.
Oh my God. that don't sound mixed, mastered, or nothing. God, well, they wrote a song about how long it took for them to get married before they were married, too. That's gangster.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we have Sherry Shepherd. She'll be joining us, so we'll kick it with her when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Sherry Shepherd.
Miss Sherry Shepherd is here.
Hey.
How are you, Sherry?
I'm good. It's so nice to be back. I feel like I'm home in New York.
Really?
I miss it so much.
Is it awkward when you have to do the view as a guest?
No, not at all. It okay. literally feels like I'm back with my family, and yeah. I jump right back in.
Do you know how to be a guest, or you still feel like you in there doing a little hosting, jumping on the prompters, cutting people off maybe?
Yeah, I was cutting them off all the time okay. when I went on there Monday. It's just, you know, but being a comic, that's what you do. If you see dead space, you just jump
fill
in.
It in.
Yeah, yeah,
you fill
yeah.
it in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So it was good being on The View. It was good, but I don't want to go back.
Well, congratulations on a new show.
Thank you.
Trial and Error.
I'm excited.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's exciting to leave something and stepping out on faith, because leaving The View and going, I don't know if I'm going to work. I don't know if I'm going to get another job. But in leaving something that's stable and then stepping out on faith and then booking something that's so good, that's getting so, you know, the ratings have been really, really good for the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
So on The View, you really just can't do other things like
you can, they kind of work around you. That's what mm-hmm. I was saying. Because I did the movie Precious. I did the movie Top 5. I did Dancing with the Stars. So they work around you. But, Angela, it was at the point where it was like, I really wanted to do my acting.
And go
and I knew it was time to leave, because I felt like if you came the next season, I would be sitting there with my cards asking you questions, being envious mm-hmm. and being jealous of you. And I don't live in that space. So I knew it was time to leave. And God was just like, it was just on me. It's time to go. And everybody said, you crazy. You leaving a good job. I was making great money. You got this platform. And I said, it's time to go.
Right. From great risk comes great reward.
Absolutely. And you got to, and always my mantra for life is, you got to run towards the very thing that you fear, because on the other side of it is some awesome things. And so on the other side of that fear of sitting there in the mirror going, what am I going to do? Oh my gosh. And God going, I got you. We done been here before, Sherry. Dream bigger. That Niecy Nash said that to me also.
You know what you did that I really felt?
What?
When you was online and uh-huh. your ex-husband had the nerve to be on this dating site talking about the amount of money that he was making, saying
girl,
that he got
blackpeoplemeet.com.
Yeah.
I know I just gave y'all business, but be careful.
All your child support money, he was on there flossing.
I was on a flight. Niecy was the one to show me. I said, why you always show me stuff about him that's bad and you introduce me to him?
I know you can't help it.
What? And she came, she said, Diva,
look at this profile I didn't found on Sal. And I said,
how did she find that first?
Because she was doing, because Diva, you know, Niecy like to matchmake, even if the stuff don't work, she still like to matchmake people. And she was trying to get her work on a profile for her girlfriend, okay. And they found Sal. Because if you look up people that's over 6'4", black, and he comes up, because there ain't that many tall black men, I guess, in L.A. on blackpeoplemeet.com. And so his picture came up, and it said salary, and it said over $100,000 a year. He said,
go
it
ahead,
said,
Sherry.
It said, now, yeah, go
that's
ahead,
your
Sherry.
Brand. That's your money.
Go ahead, Sherry. And it said world traveler. I said, what is it? Where has he traveled?
With your money, a
where
lot of places.
World travel. To Jersey? Where you from over to Hackensack? And maybe friggin' Patterson to get your... please.
So you're still paying child support, of course.
I'm child support till his son is 18. You know how that goes.
How much a month?
Oh, my God, it's a lot.
This is very rare.
It's 4,100, right?
This is a conversation you have with men.
It used to be six, but we got it down because I had to pay back child support.
He tried to
but
get
this
more.
Is a killer.
You had to pay back
this
child support?
This is a killer, girl.
You a deadbeat mommy?
I'm not a deadbeat mother, but we were fighting in court. But the thing was, is when we was in, but wait, let me finish with the profile thing. We'll go back to that. So I was so mad I was on a plane drinking, and I had to go on the rant. I was so mad. And I don't drink, but I was drinking. I needed a drink after I saw that. And I was like, I just want y'all ladies to know that's doggone money that I gave him from the prenup. Okay, right. That's my money. And he's a freaking world traveler. He ain't even got no car. I was so, and I could, my publicist was like texting me on the plane going, stop it. And I was like, no, I ain't ready, because I'm mad. But
you probably got him hot. You probably brought attention to his profile page. So he probably ended up getting a date.
Listen,
but then one of his pictures was it was a picture of my hands. We had gone on a honeymoon to Anguilla. So
I love Anguilla.
I love Anguilla. That's the place to be. And so my hands were on his shoulder, and you could see the wedding ring, the pair of hands. And it was he had cut my body off. But this is why I know he did it, so that a woman could go, you know, are you married? Oh, and then he could go, well, you know that actress Sherry Shepherd. Oh yeah, I know her. You know, yeah, she did me wrong. She
right there.
You know, so a woman could be like, oh, that's Sherry Shepherd, she awful. And, you know, then you get the women in. But when we were in arbitration, because, you know, when you go through a divorce, and you got to go through arbitration, and we're figuring out child support, and he said, I want $1 million life insurance policy. And it is for if something happened to me and the child support stopped, then the money would keep coming in. And I said, I'm not, who gets it? Do you know anybody with a baby daddy? They got $1 million life insurance policy.
On the mom?
Yeah, a mom. Like, she got a life insurance policy from the baby daddy in case he can't pay child support.
Hold on. Explain this to me. The baby mama.
Yes. So he wanted me to pay a insurance policy of you know.
For
so
him to get insurance if something happens to you.
If something happens to me. So the child support keeps coming. And I said, none of my friends. I got a lot of baby mamas. And never has anyone had a life insurance policy. And I said, no, I'm not. No. I said, he gonna try to kill me.
Yeah, that's what that feels
like.
Yeah,
I was
setup.
Like, no, you can try to kill me. And so you got all white attorneys and lawyers. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Miss Shepherd, you are so funny. And I said, no.
No, he's really gonna try
to kill me. I said, I'm from Chicago. He's from Detroit. Now I'm not saying that he would try to kill me, him himself.
Right.
But everybody knows people.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell,
yeah,
I have people
yeah.
from Dancing with the Stars, some of them Russian dancers going, we know people. And I'm saying,
sure, you're not walking down the streets of Chicago no time soon. Unless
no,
you want to.
You don't never come out of you. Don't even try that. Right. When you from this, it stays in you. That's why I had to hide that from Barbara Walters all the time. Because it would have scared her. One time, I'm telling Charlamagne, I was on the phone with ex-husband number one, not 1A, ex-husband number one, and I was cursing him out because he had pissed me off because I was going through a custody battle with Jeffrey, and I was cursing him out because I thought everybody had left The View, so it was just me in my dressing room, and he said that one thing to me, Angela, you know when a man cheat on you, and you like, well, what she got that I, and he said something to me, and he said she had good,
good
He said that, girl, and I went off. MF, and you ain't got in there. And when you take I pay for it. And I was going off.
Why are you mad at me for asking a question and I answered you?
You know what? It just, it brought out the Chi-Town in me. I did not know that Barbara Walters had walked in my room standing behind me. See, this is my View voice.
And
hello,
then you
everybody.
Turned around and your View voice.
I turned around in the middle. MF, you don't even know me because I'll come and I will knock all of it. And I turned around and I said, hi, Barbara. Is everything okay? And she goes, dear, is there a problem?
I'm auditioning for a role.
If I could have gotten red, if I was high yellow and had gotten red, and I said, Barbara, no, everything is fine. Everything is fine. And she went, okay, dear. And she walked out. And I was like, I ain't even playing with I was so, and I said, oh my, if you make me lose my job, I swear to good, oh my goodness.
You didn't think Barbara would understand? I'm sure Barbara been in that situation. That's a woman thing, right?
Yeah, but it's different when you're like upper class, Fifth Park Avenue cursing out. Then, you know, you from Chi-Town cursing
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a big difference. You know, they do stuff different. They just take you to court and it's litigate.
Yeah.
Like, I show up at your house with my cousins and them.
Yeah, yeah,
my
yeah,
sisters.
Yeah.
Like, we ready to fight. We got rollers in our hair.
Yeah, black people get it lit. White people get it litigated.
Thank you.
Yes, that's
exactly. You know how that works. So it's, you know, I did. And I said, okay, I got to control myself. But it was that kind of thing. And I said, no, I'm not doing no $1 million because I think he going to kill me. So we got it down. So I said, I don't know anybody who had a life insurance policy.
But, you know, people can't. They can do that, though.
You do it. Will. So I made, yeah.
People can do that, like, on their employees and things like that. You can take out insurance policies on your employees.
Really?
Well, I wrote a letter to the courts. I was like, I'm just letting you know I'm protesting this policy. If something happened to me,
mm-hmm.
I don't care if
don't give him no money.
If I get gangrene and cut my foot off and something, I die. He did it. I just want you to know
somehow,
that. I don't care if I just go on the food fast and I die. I'm just telling you, look at everything.
All right, when we come back, we got more with Sherry Shepherd. We'll talk about her doing stand-up. Also, when did she lose her virginity? We'll find out when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Sherry Shepherd in the building. Yee.
Well, Sherry, you're looking really great these days.
Thank you, girl. I'm 135 days off of sugar.
Oh, okay.
So you're diabetic.
I'm type 2 diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm off sugar, and it just like being off sugar changed my life. I'm much more alert. I'm just clear-headed. I'm focused.
Aren't you like, man, I wish I would have went to the doctor earlier and figured out what I needed to do?
I do. I'm not saying it's hard, because for 3 weeks I was curled up naked in a fetal position moaning.
Right.
Sugar is
like a detox.
It's more addictive than cocaine. Mm-hmm. It really is.
I never did cocaine. Well, I smoked cocaine once in a blunt with some weed.
Did you get addicted to it, though?
Nah. I like really? It, though. Great eye. I'll do it again by accident. Well, not now, because I'm
You'll
40.
You'll do it again by accident.
At my
no,
age,
no,
no,
I'm very addicted to
no,
it.
Not
trust
important.
Me. I
not at 40. At 40, you would do that cocaine laced with all that stuff, and you get Bell's palsy.
What the hell is Bell's palsy?
Yeah, exactly. Your face, one side of your face just fall. That's what happened at 40 when you be trying to do drugs.
Stroke.
You get a face stroke.
Yeah.
The nerves will freeze up. You don't, yes. See, here's the thing. You can't be starting drugs middle age.
No.
Right. If you're going to start drugs and get addicted, you got to do that stuff early, get addicted. But when you try to start drugs and you get addicted middle age, stuff like your heart start hurting.
Yeah.
Like then your penis ain't working
there you
good.
Go.
Like it's just all kinds of maladies that come.
So you did coke before?
I was a Jehovah's Witness. I never did.
I grew up Jehovah's Witness too.
I know you did. Yeah. I was so sheltered. I never did any of that.
That's crazy you say that, because I grew up around a bunch of witnesses and they all was on something.
Are you serious? No, I was so nerdy and sheltered and it was very strict upbringing. So I was in field service all the time. I was so sheltered. I remember being at a party when I first started stand up and they were passing around something and people were putting stuff on their gums. And I didn't know what they were doing. Mm. I had no idea. I was so naive.
You're rubbing that coke on their gums.
They was rubbing it on their gums. Mm-hmm. And somebody had a little dollar bill and some foil. And I was just like, what? Oh, my gosh.
Being so sheltered and starting to do stand-up comedy, right? How was that like for your family?
They thought it was the devil, the world of the devil. And they didn't want me to do it. But now, you know, they take credit for everything. They do. I was with her. I supported her. But I saw a lot of stuff growing up. Not growing up, but when I was doing stand-up, and I was just so sheltered. Like, we were talking on somewhere about, like, people doing menage a trois and all kinds of sex stuff going on. And I didn't, all that stuff was so, it was just, I didn't know what it was. It was, and I remember my girlfriend, she passed away, but she used to be on Monique's show, The Parkers, Yvette Wilson.
God bless
the dead. Yeah, she used to be on The Parkers, and she was dating a rapper at the time. And I swear to gosh, they were in a room one time, and I had went to see her. And
they asked you for a menage?
No, but I didn't know what that was.
Okay.
So she called me up. She was dating a rapper. It was her boyfriend, and she called me up.
Who was the rapper?
It was, and I was telling him, it was the Eric B and Rakim. Those are the two. So who was the one that didn't talk?
Eric B.
Yes,
it was Eric B. He was the one that never talked. So they were up in the room, and I remember I was sitting there, and I was so shit. Like, literally, I had two French braids in my hair, white bobby socks, and white tennis shoes. That's with overalls with the bow. This is how sheltered I was. And I remember Yvette, and I remember Yvette had been drinking, and they were kissing, and I was sitting in the chair like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do? They just kissed, and I remember, gosh, I would love to see Eric B. now. And I remember he looked at me, and I was like, what are you looking at me for?
You said that?
Yeah, no, in my eyes. Oh. My eyes said that. Like, what are you looking at me for? My eyes were like, really, why? What are you looking at me for? And I remember Yvette looked at me, and she's like, come on, come on. I was like, mm-mm. My mom told me about this. This from the And I remember running to the door, and Yvette was like, where you going? And I was like, I gotta go get on the bus. And
said, I'm going to hell if I don't get out of here.
I gotta go back and field service. That was my almost.
For you, Sherry, growing up, how did your parents explain sex to you? Like, what did they tell you about sex? Did they ever have that talk?
My mother said, keep your dress down and your panties up. Don't cock your legs open for every Tom, Dick, and Harry. That was all the sex talk I got. And to this day, I was like, who is Tom, Dick, and Harry?
I know who Dick is.
Oh, Lord.
He was like, I found that out, and he's very, very nice. That was all the sex talk I got. I was very sheltered. I knew nothing about sex.
So how did you find out about it? Like,
when I lost my virginity.
That's the first time you found out about sex?
I knew about it because I heard about it from the kids in school. You know, and this is what made me so mad, because all the girls in school was like, oh my God, you're going to be moaning and you're going to be screaming. And so that's what I thought it was like. And you know what I got? I got diarrhea the next day. That's what I got when I lost my virginity. I'm like, where are all the moaning?
You put in the wrong place? Yeah.
Wrong hole.
Oh my God.
You might still be a virgin.
Why diarrhea?
I think I was stressed. No, please. I don't want nobody thinking it was no backdoor stuff. Ever, never. Like, dang, I don't even know about that.
First time?
Don't you put that out there.
First time, Sherry? Wow.
That's why you can't say nothing over here.
Wow.
It was not.
So what was the experience like?
Because he climbed up in my friend's window, and I thought I was going to be moaning and groaning. It didn't happen. It was Gilbert.
Damn, Gilbert going to be on Instagram today. I'm Gilbert. That was me. She shouted out.
I gave her diarrhea.
I don't know if that's nothing to brag about. Gave that girl diarrhea.
Yo, sexually transmitted diarrhea is nuts. That is stupid. Wow.
Stop. And then he, I didn't know nothing about it. And do you know, I wrote about it in my diary. Mm-hmm. And my sister found my diary. No. And she gave it to my mother. And my mother gave it to the elders of the congregation.
And you got this fellowship.
My God, I didn't get this fellowship. I got put on public reproof.
Okay.
And so it was three old men who brought me in the room with my father. They made my father sit there. And they questioned me for 3 hours. Very, very... And as a teenager, that's something that's so intimate. And they asked me stuff like, did he digitally penetrate you?
Ooh.
I don't know what digital penetrate. I didn't know what that meant. Yeah, but now, you look at your girl. You know all the lingo, Angela. She's waving fingers. I didn't know what that meant at that time. And with my dad sitting right there, and they asked me all of these terrible questions. It was very traumatic. And then at the end, they said, were you stimulated? Did you enjoy it? You got three old men asking you if you enjoyed it. And
awful.
See, now I'm just like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You was old man. I'm a young girl. You asked me these questions.
Why
are
you asking me these
questions?
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was really traumatic.
Did they ask you about the diarrhea?
I did not tell them that.
Okay,
I've only told you and Angela and this entire room of 25 people.
Got you.
And everybody watching.
And everybody listening and watching. My son, who listens to the show, now knows his mama got diarrhea when she lost her virginity.
Whoa.
Jeez Louise, Jeffrey, turn off the radio and go to summer camp, would you?
Listen, so for the kids out there, don't do it. You'll get diarrhea.
Thank you.
That's a good thing to tell your daughters.
That's a good thing to tell
your
daughters.
I got two of them. I'm definitely telling one of them.
Tell them, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, come back. We got more with Sherry Shepherd. We got to talk about her son. And also, she was on Family Feud, and it got a little crazy. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Sherry Shepherd in the building. And Charlamagne, she's dying to ask you something.
You got to tell me, Charlamagne. My son is 13 years old. He is hormonal. He has changed. He challenges me. He's sullen. He's moody. I don't know what to do. He wake up every day with a heart on. I don't know what to do.
That's normal.
That's actually healthy.
That's normal. Every day. Like, there's no pill I could give him. No amoxicillin. I'm like five pills, four pills, three pills.
I'm 40. I haven't had one in 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so he should be glad.
I don't even.
No, I think that's very normal for men to wake up. That means they're healthy.
Really? Like, yeah. Literally, I prayed with him at night, and we were praying, and he was praying, and I saw the covers moving. And no. I said, Jeffrey, what are you doing?
He said, doing them sexy prayers with your son, Jeffrey.
But he's healthy. Right? But this is it, Jeffrey. He said, I'm touching myself. And I said, Jeffrey, you can't pray and touch yourself. And he said, well, but mommy, it feels good when I touch myself, and it feels good when I pray to Jesus. I didn't even know what to say. Right. I just walked out the room.
It makes sense.
I just walked out the room. I said, what is it? I'm at a loss. Like, I don't
know. At the same time, you don't want to tell him it's bad.
It's bad. Yeah. You can't touch yourself.
Right.
Like, my son is so honest. And so.
Two things can be true, though. It can feel good when he touches himself, and it can feel good when he prays to Jesus.
That's what he said. Right. It does. And he's like, so they're mutually not exclusive. Why can't I do them together? And
you're going to get diarrhea,
boy. I am going through this thing. He liked these girls, and you know what it is? There's not that many little black girls in his school, and he liked, because he came in and he said, mommy, I like white girls. That's what he said. And because there's only a couple black girls. But, you know, I learned a lot about men from my son. The little black girls get mean with him. Like, sometimes they don't want to speak. Sometimes they act crazy. And he's like, why they act so crazy? And I'm like, I don't know. So I keep trying to tell the little girls to be nicer so he can come towards you. But the little other girls see him. They go, hey, Jeffrey. And they want to feel his hair. And so I'm trying to.
The little white girls are nicer than the black girls.
He said they're nicer. He said, look, and Camille, she always moves her neck. And she said, don't talk to me today, Jeffrey. I don't want that flower. And he said, she keep moving her neck. And I said, well, unfortunately, Jeffrey, that's going to last your whole life. That's just how we are. Our neck moves. So, I don't know if you have any advice.
You just got to let
Snoop
him grow.
Snoop said he would mentor him, and I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah, you just got to let him grow and let him be around a lot of other strong male figures.
Okay.
I had that in my life, but then I also had, like, I had the strong male figures who, like, my father would cheat on my mom, and when I asked him why he cheated on my mom, he'd look me in the eye and tell me, one day you're going to understand. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right, so yeah. I'm going to have to, okay. Well, maybe one day I'm going to drop him off with you.
And you know, if I have around boys, some man. More kids that look like him, too. You know, sometimes it's hard, yeah. too, for kids. I know I went from going to from public school with all, like, black kids to going to private school where I was, like, one of a handful. Yeah. And it did feel really awkward. I was glad that I was able to grow up, you know, knowing who I was. I lived in a black neighborhood, went to an all-black school. But then I went to a school that was predominantly white. And it's a different experience.
It is.
The black kids that grew up going to schools like that, they acted so different than I did.
I know. That's how my son is. He, you know, he's a little nerd. I love him. But he'd be the little nerd trying to rap.
Activity, so he could be around some of his own, you know.
Girl, my son tried to do the break. He'd break dance and rap. And I'm like, oh, baby, I got to get you around. Like, we got to join Jack and Jill. This is.
Jack and Jill is great.
Oh, gosh.
That's my final question. Name something a lady cop might do to her husband in the bedroom.
My initial answer on the Family Feud was cut his penis off. That's what I said. I hit the buzzer. That's what I was
You said
thinking.
It with such conviction.
Name something a lady cop might do to her husband in the bedroom.
Cut his penis off.
You know what? Because I was thinking about the ex-husband, 1A, because he had served some papers on me, and I was already mad when I hit the buzzer, and I said, cut his penis off.
You know how many young boys got scared when they heard that?
Hell yeah.
That's why you have to teach a young man to be secure. Anybody that was secure, their penis was not twitching.
Okay.
See? Did your penis twitch?
No.
I said that.
It doesn't move.
Well, it don't work, but aside from that.
I had to go back and listen to the question again. I was like, did I miss the question? What was the question?
Steve Harvey goes, Sherry, don't be doing your therapy on this show. Don't work out your marriage issue, sure.
Would you like to re-answer that question?
It would, in my head, it would have been cuff him. That was the second
Got
question.
You.
Okay, there we go.
It just, you know, I didn't even think about it.
So what you heard was, what would you do to husband 1A in the bedroom?
Yeah, cut his penis off.
Got
so
you.
Now I got all these people going, this is terrible what you said. And I'm like, I'm a comic, y'all. Stop it with all of the
genital mutilation.
Mad, people got mad. You know, it's like if you're a comic, you're supposed to tell the emperor he has no clothes. That's what we do as comics. Mm-hmm. Not turn your phones off, and then I'm going to tell you. So right. It's just like, relax.
Yeah.
Relax. If you know I ain't going to cut your penis off, you already good.
You're fine.
There you go.
All right, it's Sherry Shepherd, y'all.
Trial and error. Make sure y'all check it out. It's
every Thursday on NBC, and then Brian Banks is coming out in December at movie theaters near you.
Sherry Shepherd, it's the Breakfast Club. Thank you for coming.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, Charlamagne, I meant to ask you, how was Catfish Trolls yesterday?
He didn't watch it.
I was doing my podcast.
He didn't watch it. He was sleeping.
I was typing, actually. I was typing, and I was retweeting what people said. I didn't actually watch the show, though. But Catfish Trolls is a special event that comes on MTV every Wednesday at 10 p.m. I'm one of the executive producers. But we just go out there, and we find people who are trolling people on the internet. Which is ironic because I've trolled myself.
Oh, so then you know exactly what you
mean. I have a lot of expertise in that area.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Jay-Z.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, let's talk about the Made in America Festival, right? That's in Philly. Normally, it is going to be in Philly again this year. Now, they had a 5-year contract with the city that ended in 2017. They did renew it for 1 year. But now, a rep for the mayor of Philly has said that this is the last year the festival will be held on the Ben Franklin Parkway. So, Jay-Z and Roc Nation, for them, that was news because they had no idea about this previously.
Why wouldn't Philly want that money? I'm sure that concert brings in a lot of revenue.
I guess they're saying there's a lot of traffic. And it clogs things up. I actually went last year for the first time.
Philly, y'all have basketball games, y'all have football games, y'all have baseball games. All those things cause traffic as well.
Well, a rep for the mayor said when the festival first started, it was intended to provide a unique attraction to the city. The otherwise quiet Labor Day weekend, over the years, tourism has grown, and the need for an event of this scale at this location may no longer be necessary.
They want more money. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know what it is, because that is really great for Philly, you know? And Jay-Z has revealed in a statement that they tried to also cancel this year's festival. So I guess that didn't work out. He said, "We are disappointed that the mayor would evict us from the heart of the city through a media outlet without a sit-down meeting, notice, dialogue, or proper communication. It signifies zero appreciation for what Made in America has built alongside the phenomenal citizens of the city."
That's very
disrespectful. In fact, this administration immediately greeted us with a legal letter trying to stop the 2018 event.
Well, here's the thing. The name of the festival is Made in America, so they can do that anywhere in America, and I'm sure it's a lot of cities that will open them. We'll welcome them with open arms.
Where would you like to see it?
Chicago would be nice. Oh, I think Chicago would be great.
They do a big festival in Chicago, though, don't they?
They don't do Made in America. Let me see. Chicago, Philly, Detroit.
Oh, Detroit
would be dope. Detroit would be dope. Detroit
would be dope.
Why not Detroit? Detroit's a city.
Even Houston. Detroit, Houston.
They have all these new stadiums there and everything.
Exactly.
All right. Now let's talk about Dwayne Johnson. When he was on Watch What Happens Live, he had this to say about your boy Tyrese, whether or not they could ever speak again, make up, or any of the above.
We haven't talked at all. And, you know, that whole thing with Tyrese was, it was pretty disappointing because I'd been friends with Tyrese for a very long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always feel like a beef requires two people to actually jump in it. And it was a really one-sided, and he had voiced his opinion a lot on social media. And apparently he was going through some stuff too. In his personal life. But no, we haven't talked, and I don't see where we would. And
right.
To me, there's no need to have a conversation.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. Did The Rock just fire Tyrese from Fast and Furious?
He sure did. That's wow.
Because when I hear it's no need for us to have a conversation, there's no need for us to talk, that means how are we going to work together?
Now, let's be very clear. According to Forbes, The Rock is actually the highest paid actor ever on the Forbes list. In history, so
wow,
he is living his best life.
I don't think we're gonna see Tyrese in the next Fast and Furious.
Who you think they're gonna replace him with?
Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish. Like, yeah.
Tiffany Haddish, what? Tank?
You can do Tank. I mean, yeah.
All right, Chance the Rapper put out 4 new singles. What a surprise. He did say he was putting out some new music. Guess it wasn't a whole new album, but he did put out 4 fresh new singles. Now, here's a snippet of the one that everybody's been buzzing about on social media. It's called Workout.
Today I missed my workout, but it worked out. Now I'm missing work now, but it worked out. Had to buy a crib for up on my first house. Had my first kid, I love how she turned out. I love how she turned up, even if I'm burnt out. I'ma have so many C's, I could have a burnt house. Some love on they mama, I hope it worked out. I hope it worked out. Luckily, my ex ugly. I don't eat, so she can't get no lunch with me. I don't reach, so she can't get in touch with me. Can't be buds with me, don't know what to be.
That sounds dope.
It does, but Chance music makes puppets dance. Like whenever I hear Chance music, I just see a bunch of puppets dancing, like Sesame Street characters doing the In My Feelings challenge. You know what I'm saying? You can't see a bunch of Sesame Street characters doing the In My Feelings challenge to that record.
Well, what
you don't
that...
see the puppets dancing when Chance?
No.
Come on, y'all. I'm not the only person. I'm not even high this morning. You don't see the puppets dancing to that?
Are you sure you're not high?
You need to go to your therapist today, bro.
I see puppets dancing to that song.
Okay. Yeah, you need to go see a therapist today, man.
In addition, there's a song, and I would have loved to play I Might Need Security, but there's cursing in the hook all throughout it in the background.
That song is dope, too, yeah.
Yes, but in that song, he also reveals that he bought the Chicagoist, which is a popular Chicago magazine. And, you know, he said, I'm extremely excited to be continuing the work of the Chicagoist, an integral local platform for Chicago news, events, and entertainment. In the song, he says, I bought the Chicagoist just to run you racist bitches out of business. So that's dope. Listen. I got some issues. I'm going to just buy your ish and take it over. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.
Yes.
Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, let's talk F-Boys, man. It's a young man named Kelton in Memphis, Tennessee. This is by far one of the best F-Boy stories I heard in a long time. Mm. But he needs to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with him.
Why you moan like that?
I don't know. He made it sound sexy.
First of all, that wasn't me moaning. That was Angela Yee. Because there's no way that I can talk and moan at the same time. That is absolutely impossible.
I always said that you were very multi-talented.
You hear me talking. I ain't take one breath. You talk about why you moan like that. You know good and well that wasn't me.
You did moan.
No, I didn't.
Well, we can't wait to hear about these F-boys.
You know what?
Jesus
don't get a day's up next, man. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This don't be a donkey. Because right now you want some real donkeys.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
Absolutely. I have become Donkey of the Day.
At the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, July 19th goes to a young man named Kelton Griffin. Now, Kelton is from Memphis, Tennessee. Salute to everyone who listens to us on K97, 97.1 in Memphis. Drop on the Clues Bombs for K97. Okay. Now, let me tell you something. Whenever I hear women say all men are trash, I'd be like, relax, okay? All men aren't trash, just at certain points in our lives, all right? Mostly in our youth, we are trash. Now, don't get me wrong. Some young F-boys only grow physically, not spiritually, mentally, or emotionally, so they grow from F-boys to F-men, but that's another conversation. Today, we are talking about a trash-ass F-boy. Okay, I got to give y'all this one, women, all right?
You?
I couldn't even defend this one if I tried, okay? If a woman says to you, Kelton Griffin is trash after hearing this story, all you can say is, well, I can see why you say that. See, Kelton took a young lady named Faith Pugh out on a date, but in true F-boy fashion, he didn't have a car. But that's cool. You know, Faith got a whip, a nice little black Volvo she's stunting on these hoes with in Memphis. So Kelton and Faith went on a date in Faith's car, but Kelton drove, though. Okay, that's the least you can do when you ask a woman on a date, but you don't have a car. Take the wheel, my brother. Take the wheel. And also, my brothers, don't ask a woman on a date if you don't have a vehicle to pick her up in. Now, if you both agree to meet somewhere cool, you know what I mean? You take your Ubers, your cabs, whatever you got to do, your buses, however you get there. But if you ask her out and tell her you want to pick her up and take her somewhere, make sure you got your own wheels. Borrow a friend's car. Do something. But to ask a woman to take her out and then to tell her you don't got no car and you want to drive hers, that's just a different level of trifling. But Faith earned her name because Faith has taken the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. In Faith's case, she went on the first date even though she already saw the first sign that he was an F-boy. Would you like to hear how the date progressed? Let's go to WREG Channel 3 CBS for the report, please.
Faith Pugh says when her date showed up Saturday, he didn't even bring his own car. Pugh says she knew Kelton Griffin from high school, but hadn't really spoken to him much when he reached out and suggested dinner. They took Pugh's black Volvo. Then Griffin couldn't make up his mind where he wanted to take her. They ended up at this airport area gas station.
He asked me, could I go in the gas station for him to get a cigar?
Turns out that was a mistake.
He just drove up. I came outside and my car was gone.
Her mother picked her up. And then she got a surprising message from her god sister. The same man who had just stolen her car had asked her god sister out.
I said, okay, well, send me the address to where you at, and I'm on my way and tell him to come on.
They used the GPS tracking on her phone to tail him all the way to this drive-in theater, where they say they find Griffin in Pugh's stolen car with her god sister on another date.
He let her drive, so she drove him to the drive-in. He didn't even have any money. She actually paid their way to get in the drive-in just so I could get my car back.
They called police. Griffin was arrested on the spot.
Kelton asked Faith to go on a date, didn't have a car, took her car, pulled up to a gas station, told her to go get him a cigar, then drove off, picked up another woman, made that woman drive him to the movies, and paid for the movie.
Sheesh.
Dropping the clues bombs for Kelton. I'm a stern believer that whatever you are, be the best at it. And Kelton is one of the greatest F-boys of all time. I must say, the F-boy I used to be is proud of this young man, but the man I've become is disgusted because I'm the type of person, I like to plan all the way to the end. Of course, your good plan is never God's plan for you, but, you know, you can at least attempt to plan all the way to the end. And in the case of Kelton, he didn't think this through because what I want to know is, how was you going to return Faith's car? What were you going to say to her after you just drove off, left her in a gas station? Like, what did you think was going to happen? But here's the thing, Kelton. You know, he is who he is. See, Kelton got arrested for robbing a Shoney's. Think about that. Who robs the Shoney's? They got the fresh food bar, all you care to eat family favorites on Monday, endless seafood on Friday. Like, they literally giving away food. So who takes from a giver like Shoney's? Kelton, let's go back to WREG TV Channel 3 CBS for the report again.
In 2016, police say he and two other men ate out and then robbed the restaurant.
Robbed the Shoney's after I eat there. We're going to rob this place on a Wednesday after we partake in this endless breakfast for dinner. But, you know, we did what we had to do. Okay, look, man, Kelton is who he is. He's a grimy F-boy, okay, who can't be trusted on any level. And people like that don't really evolve. All right, there's nothing good in Kelton. Goodness is about character, integrity, honesty, kindness, generosity, moral courage. And more than anything else, it is about how you treat people, okay? Kelton, goodness? Nah, okay, goodness is a concept that career F-boys will never grasp, okay? It's the difference between having F-boy tendencies and being an F-boy to the core. Which one do you think Kelton is? Please let Remy Ma give Kelton Griffin the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Still impressed, though.
You're impressed.
Still slightly impressed by people who have that kind of, I wouldn't call it ambition. The courage to do that kind of stuff.
Gall.
Gall, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yes, the unmitigated gall to do that kind of stuff and get away with it. How is he convincing women to do this type of stuff?
This sounds like an old Charlemagne trick.
Never. No, I always have my own car. as far as her paying for everything, yes.
Now, okay. I recall those days.
You remember that one time when Charlamagne?
Shut up.
Okay, you know what?
Where Charlamagne and Lil Duval walked out on a check?
No, not that time.
I never walked out on a check in my life.
Okay? I'm talking about when the girl wouldn't let him upstairs in her house and they had to in the car.
Let's not do this now, Envy.
That was Angela's friend, actually.
That's your friend too, clearly.
That is my friend.
You know what? Forget it. All right. So thank you for that talk here today. Up next is Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you can call her right now. Now, Ye, we got a guy on the line that wants to talk to you about, he said his friend snitched on him and he wants to talk to you about how we should handle it.
Yeah, imagine your best friend sends some messages and calls the police on you. That's crazy.
Well, he's on the line.
Happens every day, B.
He wants to talk to you, so we'll kick it with him and find out what happened when we come back. Ask Ye is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Tony from Miami.
Sounds like you're going through it, Tony, man.
What's the matter, Tony?
Yo, my best friend just texted all my secrets to my mom.
To your
mom? Like, what kind of secrets?
I be having people in my crib and sneaking people in.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it?
I mean, like, a lot of
Like,
how
wait,
old are you?
Tony, what are these secrets that are so bad? Yeah, how old are you?
My bad, I'm 26.
Oh, you're 26. You still live with your mom. So,
damn, Ye.
What are some of the things that, some of these secrets? Because it can't just be that people come in the house.
I mean, really, that's it.
So that's it? That's the secret?
I mean, like, text on my secrets and then I'd be, like, doing drugs and stuff like that in my crib and I'd be, like, stuff like that.
Okay, so why did your friend do this and now what?
Because he did it because me and him got into a fight because I owe him money. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, if you don't give me this money, watch what I'm going to do. And then an hour later, the cops came to my house.
Damn.
And I asked him if it was him. I asked him if he had anything to do with it. And he said, oh, you're going to accuse me of this? Okay, watch what I do. If you accuse me, watch. And then he texted my mom all this shit, like, oh, you think I called the cops on you doing drugs? Watch. Nah, I'm going to tell your mom.
How long has this been your best friend and how much money you owe him?
I only owe him $100. And I've been giving him money like every week, $5 to $10 every week. And he's been my best friend.
That's the struggle.
Yeah. Listen, there's a lot. So this is your best friend? I don't think this is your friend for real. He done called the cops on you, snitched on you to your mom. That's your best friend?
He's crazy, but I love him.
What?
Wait, is this your best friend or are you guys dating?
Oh, your lover.
Nah, this is my best friend.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it really is, number one. So now what? What's the problem now? The cops got called. Your mom knows all your secrets. Now what? Everything's out there.
I don't even know what to do. I guess I should just, like, end that, right?
Well, first you need to get a job. That's what you. That's the first thing. Do you have a job, sir?
Yeah, I'm on my way to work right now.
Where you work at?
Supermarket.
Okay, so he's got a job.
You got a job. All right. You gotta, that's what you gotta do. Save money, get out your mom's house, so that way you can smoke and drink in your own apartment, and that way you can pay your friend back $5
Thank
a
you,
week
Ask Envy.
For 36 months.
But
Tony, baby, you gotta get your life together, okay?
Thank you, Yee. I love y'all.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Everyone call up. No judgment.
No judgment here. Let's go to the next line. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. What's your question for you?
Okay, I'm in a year and a half relationship with my boyfriend, and he told me he cheated.
Ooh.
And then to find out the girl is pregnant. Mm. So my question is, like, he told me the truth, and I do love him, but due to the fact that she's pregnant, I don't think I'm gonna stay in a relationship.
Okay. I feel like this. I've seen this work out and I've seen people say, and it's really the ball is in your court. Okay.
Right.
He cheated on you. Obviously, he had to be honest because there's a child potentially coming in this world. He knows 100% that's his baby.
I'm not sure because he was like, that's not his. But then again, I think it is his.
If it's not his baby, would you still wanna be with him?
Yes.
I mean, I think only time will tell for you, Sarah. Obviously, you know, I'm sure he regrets what he did, and that's a really big, hard lesson to learn.
Yeah, he regretted because, like, we still go out, and then we're going to go on a trip.
So you are still dating him?
Yeah,
even
I
after
am.
He told you?
Yes.
Listen, Sarah, I would say this. You know, there's no right or wrong answer to what you're going to do here. I will say this. Don't worry about what other people think about your situation. Sometimes we get so caught up in being embarrassed about what happened, having to explain things to other people. If you feel like this man is your soulmate or you still love him or you still want to try, I would never tell you not to do that. If you feel like he's learned his lesson, if you feel like you can deal with the fact that he might potentially, worst case scenario, that is his baby, and now you are going to be involved in this child's life, and you're okay with dealing with that because that is going to take some time, you know, that's up to you. Now, if you feel like this is too much for me to handle, and if he keeps on doing things that indicate that he's still a cheater and he hasn't learned, then you have to be willing to walk away and be strong for yourself.
Okay? All right, Angela.
Because it seems like you want to be with him. Y'all still going on trips.
Yes, I still want to be with him.
All right, well, be honest with yourself.
Okay.
Let him know how you feel. Always communicate. Let him know how you feel all the time.
Okay.
All right, Sarah, good luck.
Damn it.
Sheesh, I can't, you know.
All right.
Some real life problems. I don't know if I could stay with somebody that got someone else pregnant, but if you're in love, you do crazy things sometimes.
There you go. All right. Well, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Ask Yee time. Hello, who's this?
All right, so Angela, check me out. I got a friend we're going to call Boy A. He introduced me to a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, he currently has a baby mama that he's currently with.
Okay.
You know, so he was trying to throw me under the bus saying, oh, you know, me, myself, like, oh, this guy is a bad guy. You shouldn't date him, blah, 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 et cetera, you know. They've had sex once before.
Mm-hmm.
And then she stopped talking to him because she obviously wanted to talk to me.
Right.
But now he currently is always trying to text her. You know, he Snapchats her saying, like, hey, I can't believe you gave this guy a chance, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, that's so corny.
Et cetera. Yeah, and he still is with his baby mama currently. They live together, you know. Like, she has no idea he's texting another girl that he's trying to be with or that they even had sex. He's got no idea. So my question to you is, should I be petty and sit down to his level and let her know what's going on, or should I just let it ride?
Well, the girl that you're dealing with, she likes you. She's not paying him any attention. Anyway, you consider this guy your friend?
I mean, yeah, we used to be friends.
No, former friend, because that is the corniest, most insecure, most hating ish you could be doing.
Yeah, that's,
and it makes him look so weak. You know what? You should tell him, and she should tell him. You know how weak you look? You live with your baby mom, and you're in a relationship, and you're trying to throw me under the bus for nothing. You look mad corny.
For nothing. Literally, I've never done nothing wrong for him, and he just got upset that she wanted to talk to me more.
I would definitely confront him. Now, as far as interfering in his relationship with whatever he has going on, unless that woman is like a good friend of yours and you feel like I need to let her know, other than that, I don't interfere with that, because people get crazy when it comes to things like that, you know?
Yeah.
But I would definitely let him know how whack he looks, how corny he is. And the girl you're dating should tell him as well, like, yo, you look super whack.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. I wanted to give you guys an advice on it.
She should block him.
Yeah, she recently just blocked him. It took forever. And, you know, I almost stopped talking to her because it was a problem. You know, he was always hitting her up. And she really started to reflect and thought that I was a bad guy. And then she just came around and realized he was just jealous.
Right.
So,
and that's mad corny. And guess what? At least you're giving him a reason to be jealous. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
That's true.
I don't know about that, man. I think you got haters because you are popping.
Hey, that's true. That's very true.
That's basically what I said.
I know, that's why it makes no sense.
Why did you just say that? Huh?
You said what?
Charlamagne, can I ask you a question? Yo, do you need... I'm going to shoot my shot right now.
Oh, boy. He's flirting.
I can't hear you.
Do you need a photographer, he said.
I see your Instagram, and I'm always like, I want to meet up with Charlamagne and give him some good photos. And, like, for free, man, you know, just to connect with you, man. You're doing great for the community. I read your book. It's awesome.
Thank you, sir.
I want to do some photos for you, man. Next time I meet up with you or I run into you or something like that.
Hey, man, next time I see you, I'll let you take a picture of me.
All right, man.
That was awful.
That was awful.
All right,
awful.
But thank you for calling, though.
This guy. All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, you know I'm a big Wu-Tang fan. And I'm going to tell you what they have going on. It has to do with Barney's.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy. Angela Yee, I forgot what you're talking about in Rumor Report. Oh, Faith Evans on Drink Champs.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo.
Rumor Report. Rumor Report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, we told you earlier that Faith Evans and Stevie J got married Tuesday night in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
The family's a little upset because nobody was invited, but I guess it was spur of the moment. And according to rumors, they're saying that Stevie J didn't want her to tell family members because he didn't want them to try to change her mind. All right.
I will say, if family members can change your mind at the last moment, then you probably really don't want to marry that person anyway.
Well, the last moment was the first moment, so it all happened very quickly. All right, now Faith Evans was also on Drink Champs previously, and she was talking about the Notorious B.I.G., and one of your favorite topics, Charlamagne, came up. And here's what Nori asked.
Did Big eat ass?
Well, I guess that depends on who you ask.
Damn.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Faith was ready for that answer.
He ate mine a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm happy that Nori and Drink Champs are getting that look, but why is that noose? Like, I'm trying to figure it out.
I mean, for some reason, this clip went viral, and everybody was talking about it.
Why?
So, I don't know. People just thought it was interesting.
Christ.
If he was eating it, like, you remember how he ate that bowl of cereal?
Men eat ass. Listen, men eat ass, women eat ass, men get their ass ate. I don't see the big deal.
Well, you know, it's just a fun clip.
Okay.
All right. Now, Gabrielle Union was on Dr. Oz, and she was discussing how she didn't want to hide the fact that she was having fertility issues and how sometimes people will view you in a certain way when you don't have children or it's a struggle. Here's what she said.
Initially, I didn't know what the issue was. I got off birth control. I got married, and I was ready to start a family. So I was always having these early miscarriages, some through from IVF and some just, you know, naturally, you know, happening on our own.
How many miscarriages did you have?
Literally, that's why I lost track. It's somewhere like 8 or 9. Yeah,
yikes.
The first one was the most brutal because we told people and we were so excited and those dreams were just crushed. And then they just happened in sort of rapid succession over the next few years.
Such a difficult thing to discuss. That's why it's hard to ask a woman, like, how come you don't have any kids? When you going to have kids? Because you don't know what kind of struggles people are going through. And Chrissy Teigen has discussed this as well. So, all right, Melissa Ford. Shout out to our girl, Melissa Ford. She had a really terrible accident. She was driving her Jeep in California, and that's when she was clipped by an 18-wheeler. That 18-wheeler did just keep going, and she has suffered some very serious injuries during that hit-and-run accident that just happened a few weeks ago. But now she is finally walking with the assistance of a walker, and she's going to have to undergo full therapy to recover. So our girl Claudia Jordan had actually also set up a GoFundMe to help get that together. So far, they've raised over $20,000. So Melissa Ford is saying that more people need to go ahead and share that link. So we should do that today as well and contribute to help her out during this time.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of us are friends with Melissa Ford. We've come into contact with her. And it's a really tough thing for her to have to go through. She has staples in her elbows and other severe cuts and bruises on her entire body.
Salute to the homie Machine Gun Melly, man. Drop on the clues bombs for Machine Gun Melly. Definitely praying for her.
We used to actually work at Sirius together and hang out all the time. So I got to make sure we look out for our girl and spread the word. All right, the RZA, he has unveiled a new WooWear collection. That collection will be sold at places like Barney's, Urban Outfitters, Zumiez, and also online at WooWear.com. Pretty cute. I'm already looking at some sweatpants that I want to get, so if you want to do that.
If you think I give a damn about WooWear in 2018, then you are absolutely right.
Correct.
You know I'm about to order me some pieces.
They're also going to have their very first dedicated WooWear women's line. So that's going to be dope. So I'm excited for that.
I buy WooWear from Target. I buy it from... I was in some store in L.A. and they had a bunch of Wu-Tang t-shirts and I bought a few.
Well, now you can get official WooWear.
I'm there. How much is it?
Shout out to my girl Cinnamon, man, from WooWear. Listen, we worked together at WooWear back in the day when they had WooWear stores in Staten Island.
Is it affordable? I ain't been in a Barney's in a long time.
They're ranging from $16 to $250.
$16 to $250. Okay.
You can... Hey.
That starts with my price point.
$16. You're good to go.
All right,
here's something else you can afford. Lay's potato chips. They are introducing 8 new flavors, and that's all going to be inspired by local cuisines from across the country. So it's their Taste of America flavors. They have a Cajun spice, chili con queso, Chesapeake crab bay spice, deep dish pizza, fried pickles with ranch, New England lobster roll, pimento cheese, and sweet Thai chili.
Not interested.
So that's all going to start at the end of the month.
Not interested in those artificial flavored potato chips. That's death in a bag.
It's death.
Not interested.
All right. Just letting you know it's out there. Mm-hmm. And now let's discuss the mayor of Philly. We just told you about the Made in America Festival and the mayor dropping the bombshell that it's the last year the festival will be held on the Ben Franklin Parkway. Well, it looks like there's been some miscommunication. Here is what the mayor had to say about these statements.
First of all, I love Jay-Z. We love the concert and we want to keep it. There's some operational difficulties on the parkway because of how long it takes to kind of set up and take down. We were in conversations with the people we thought were communicating that to Roc Nation and to Jay-Z. Apparently they weren't. The issue of being the last year on the parkway was in the RFP that was responded to, and since they responded to the RFP and had no complaints, we thought that it was okay to look around for some other prominent sites in the city where we could do it. We are in discussions with the right people now, and I'm confident we will work everything out.
So are they going to do it in Philly or are they not doing it in Philly?
Well, I guess this year they are doing it.
Okay.
That it's happening. So we're talking about in the future after this year.
Take it to Detroit, man.
But what he's saying is they want to put it someplace else and not in that specific location.
Oh, so keep it in Philly, just in a different location.
Right, and I don't know if Jay-Z's with that, so we'll see what happens. But in addition to that, Budweiser has decided to walk away from Made in America as well.
Why?
And they're the main sponsor.
They don't see enough rappers holding Budweiser cans at the festival?
Well, according to the VP, they said, we're realizing that music is being consumed in many different ways today, and we want to keep up with trends and how consumers are behaving today. That includes investing more in country music.
Yes, because ain't no rappers drinking Budweiser except for Post Malone.
That's exactly their point. They said country music fan events spend more on beer.
That's a fact.
Than other genres of music. So that's why they want to invest their money there.
All right, so what are you cognacs and vodkas going to do? Y'all going to step up and sponsor Made in America? Ciroc?
Well, if it's a cognac, it's got to be Douce. I can't imagine him having another cognac.
Damn, Remy and Henny can't even get into that
business. Yeah, sorry, guys.
It would have to be Douce. And, you know, it would have to be Ciroc, right? Somebody.
It has to be.
Somebody that alcohol that rappers and hip-hop actually partakes in more so than Budweiser.
And it don't even have to be an alcohol. It could be something else.
Heineken.
It could be another brand.
Rappers drink Heineken.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Yes. There's nothing on that screen.
Or maybe Nutcrackers.
Yes.
Nutcrackers.
Nutcracker ain't got no official brand. Salute to Revolt. We'll see y'all tomorrow, man. And coming up next is the People's Choice Mix, which is actually not a People's Choice Mix.
Yes, it is.
It is not no People's Choice Mix. Envy do not ask nobody for no request. Envy plays what the hell he wants to play when he wants to play it. Okay? Knock it off. Envy ain't took a request in 7 years.
What's the first song in the mix?
I have no idea.
Because I'm going to request it right now.
What is it?
I don't know.
Tell me what it is, Drum. Oh, you don't know? Okay, everybody don't know all of a sudden. All right,
you guys, tweet DJ Envy right now. Put in your request. It's the
Waste
People's
your time.
Choice Mix.
This is your choice, your music.
Waste your time.
Waste your time, people. It's the Breakfast Club.
Hey, fam. I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.